This is Clay Millen, quarterback for the Green and Gold, and you're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Joining me now on the First Advantage Hotline, the Kevin Lytle from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And Kevin, I don't know what's going to go down with CU. I know it's a bad word, but I don't know what's going to go down with CU in the Big 12 situation. But I guess this is a perfect time to talk to you about this. What would that do for CSU, the Mountain West, the Pac-12, in your opinion?
Yeah, it's really fascinating seeing all this CU to Big 12 potential talk. From a reader about this just the other day, that's, you know, basically, you know, what will CSU do if CU goes to the Big 12? And there are definite ramifications if that happens. I think it would help open a door for CSU toward the Pac-12. You know, let's say CU and Arizona go, which is sort of the rumbling right now. That leaves the Pac-12 not dead, certainly, but, you know, flailing, maybe we could say a bit. And that could open a door for, you know, some, you know, whether it's like a full merger or, you know, poaching a few of the Mountain West teams. So I think it would open a door for CSU, because I don't think CSU will ever be joining a conference that, you know, a power conference that CU is in, because those conferences, you know, won't really see the benefit to that. You know, at least currently, that's kind of my opinion there. You know, for CSU, people love asking me, what's CSU going to do? It's not for CSU to decide. I mean, Joe Parker and, you know, E.B. Parsons can make all the calls they want, but you need an invite. And so that's where CSU is at right now. I think they've kind of put their name out there to everyone and sort of, you know, shared their story, but they just need an invite. But I do think CU moving would probably at least increase CSU's odds of, you know, a potential move.
Well, and Kevin, on the surface, you know, CSU to the Pac-12 sounds pretty good, but at the end of the day, we're still looking at the Pac-12 like, is this thing going to exist in the next few years? Because, it, you know, no matter what, it doesn't matter how many great teams. I said it yesterday, you could get Alabama in the Pac-12. If you don't get the TV contract situation figured out where you are on a, you have a better deal with more exposure. I mean, I think the last time I read was Pac-12 was working with Apple TV. If you can't get a realistic, legitimate TV deal done, is that even the best move at this stage, if they could go to the Pac-12?
Yeah, I mean, there is so much unknown, but I still think it's pretty much certain that whatever the Pac-12 TV deal ends up being, and gosh, it seems like we've been talking about what it will be for 900 years, it's still going to be more than that, less and more by a big chunk of change. So, you know, it's the sliding scales, you know, the Pac-12 deal compared to the SEC and the Big Ten and maybe even the Big 12 is going to be lower, but compared to, you know, a Mountain West, or a MAC, you know, something like that, it's going to be a lot more. So, it, you know, financially, at least, it would still make sense. And even if the Pac-12 is wired down a bit, which, you know, it would be if all these changes happen, it would still be an increase in level of competition. You know, in most sports, I guess, there are also a lot of the other things to talk about that no one really cares about because it's all about money. But, you know, traditional rivalries, you know, CSU goes to the Pac-12, you know, Wyoming isn't going to be going.
Sure.
Do you just cease playing them? That would be pretty weird. And that's kind of what we're seeing across, you know, college sports right now. All those type of things of, you know, in a lot of ways, tradition being tossed, you know, in the wake or, you know, in the benefit of money.
Well, and on that point, too, Kevin, don't you think that all these conferences need to quit naming themselves with a number in there? Because, you know, I mean, the Big Ten's got 87 teams in it now. The Pac-12's got four. I mean, we got to quit. That's the first thing we got to figure out. No more numbers involved with these conferences, especially today.
Yeah, absolutely. I always find that funny. I mean, I think I saw a quote from one of the Pac-12 presidents that literally said, you know, we're the Pac-12. We have 10 members right now. You know, we're a solid 10 in the Pac-12. It's like, what are we doing here, folks?
But
everyone, you know, once all this settles down, which will probably be never, we need to sit down, have a little gathering of the minds, and come up with some conference names that, yeah, are maybe more, I would say, regionally based, but these conferences aren't based on region. So,
yeah.
So let's just make up some, you know, the the Hawkeye Conference or something. You know, just name them some wild stuff, because the numbers, it ain't working.
Well,
don't do numbers.
Well, and
at least the Mountain West has that going for them. It's pretty accurate regionally because it covers half the country, and it's not numbers. So good work there.
Well, yeah, and for now, but when you start getting teams that aren't involved in a mountainous region, then maybe you got to change the name too.
Well, that's what the West is for. It's all. If it's west of the Mississippi, it's either a mountain or it's west. It's all good.
Yes. No, well, it's like the NFL and the NBA and all. It's Eastern Western Conference. I mean, maybe we look at stuff like that. I don't know. In your opinion, Kevin, because you cover a lot of college football, you've done it for years. Do you think in 5 years, maybe a few more, Pac-12 will be here?
I think it will be in a form, but, you know, is it a true power, you know, one of the top power conferences? Will it be, you know, I definitely can see a way, and we've sort of discussed it already here, of the Pac-12 is sort of just a Pac-12 Mountain West hybrid, you know, that it would, of course, carry the name, you know, Pac or whatever. just because of branding sake. But, yeah, I could see a way. You know, I think it will exist in a form, but what form, you know, that's where I'm kind of struggling to see.
So how, I mean, I think I ask you this at least 47 times a year with all this stuff floating around about conference realignment and all that. But today, it just seems like this upcoming season got that much more important for Colorado State, given the fact they do have the Rocky Mountain Showdown. We're getting returned to that. The Buffs have all the limelight on them. This season becomes pretty important. I mean, maybe one of the more important seasons ever for CSU.
Yep. I mean, with how quickly things move right now, the last season was the most important one to be really good in, and the next season is the next most important to be really good in. You can't do anything about last season, so you got to start winning now. I mean, you know, if CSU had kept winning, you know, when the stadium opened and all that, I think there's a pretty good chance it wouldn't be a Mountain West team anymore. But, you know, they botched that in a lot of different ways. But you can't do anything about that now and have to go start winning. And, you know, will a single game change where, you know, what conference you end up in? Not necessarily, but CSU opens with Washington State and CU. That's one, two Pac-12 teams, you know, at least today, and a lot of eyeballs, especially at CU1. You know, if you start 2-0 with wins over those teams, at bare minimum, there are a lot of people, you know, Googling, you know, where the heck is Colorado State and Canvas Stadium and seeing all these things. You're out in front and a bunch of, you know, eyeballs. So it is never a bad time to win, but now is an especially not bad time to win, because, you know, the musical chairs will stop sometime. I don't know when, but, you know, you better have a seat when it does.
Well, in the spirit of the NBA Finals, I mean, the CSU can take a note from the Nuggets. Look at the Nuggets. The national media didn't even know who Nikola Jokic was. They didn't say his name right. Well, now that they're in the finals, you know, you're starting to see more and more people go, oh, wow, their elevation is something else there. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, they got all this and this. Red Rocks is beautiful. It's the same kind of thing. If CSU beats Washington State, and let's say CU, in a perfect scenario, probably not going to happen, is somehow 2-0, and the Rams go beat them on ESPN, don't you think that the Rams might share in some of what the Nuggets experienced? And, wow, Fort Collins, that's legit. This coach, yeah. Jay Norvell, and Clay Millen, all these guys.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great point, and it speaks to, you know, things do just move quicker with, you know, kind of the 24-hour constant cycle of information and everything. It can change quickly. You know, it could go from, you know, where's that school, what do they play in, you know, I can't name three players, to all of a sudden, you know, win some of those games. And, yeah, like you say, there's a big Jay Norvell feature on ESPN because he just, you know, took down Deion Sanders, that type of thing. You can absolutely change narrative pretty quickly. I guess that's a benefit for a school like CSU that's been struggling, is no one's going to care about your history if you throw some big stuff out right now, because, you know, people are kind of obsessed with the now right now.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And that's, again, why it's going to be so much fun to get into this season, see what this Rams team is really made of. And all that being said, you look at the schedule. We talked about the times and everything last year, knowing that it's such an important year. I think you and I both admit, Kevin, we overshot a little bit. We were pretty optimistic about this team last year, but I feel like I'm in danger of falling back into that trap because I'm getting pretty excited.
Well, it's funny because, yeah, in some ways, like, I think I projected 6 wins. They ended up with 3. So in a lot of ways, yeah, that's like, oh, boy, you missed that one. But then you look at the games and how many conference games did they lose by, you know, one score or 10 points or whatever because they just couldn't score at all. You know, so it wouldn't be hard to flip those, which is why it's easy right now, especially in, you know, it's sunny, it's nice out. It's easy to convince yourself of great things. It's not too hard to look at, you know, that defense and who they brought back and who they've added and say they're going to be really good, and then look at the offense and be like, well, surely it's going to be improved. So, yeah, I mean, I don't think it's dumb to be optimistic right now if you're a CSU fan. And, hey, isn't that what being a fan is all about, of having some faith and belief in your team? So yeah, if you're a fan, I think it's okay to be kind of excited right now. That, you know, there are legitimate worries and concerns, but there are legitimate reasons to be excited as well.
Well, and also the basketball side of things. We're talking about conference realignment. How attractive is your school? Well, the fact that Isaiah Stevens is returning and we're getting, you know, Nico Medved, we have a lot of respect for him. The basketball side of things, which I think maybe they go undefeated next year, I don't know. That certainly helps.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. That doesn't hurt. And, you know, we were speaking on the football side about games with eyeballs. Basketball is going to have that as well. You know, the men's team is, they should play Creighton in that non-conference tournament out in Kansas City. Creighton, most projections have them top 10 right now. You know, so that's eyeballs. You know, the CU game, again, that should be, you know, plenty of intrigue. They should be hosting St. Mary's, who's, you know, generally a top 25 team. And then obviously, you know, San Diego State in the Mountain West. So, yeah. You know, kind of like Isaiah Stevens said on your show and has said, you know, multiple times, of you have to put it all together. But on paper, it looks like it, you know, could be a pretty good season to draw in some eyeballs for the men's basketball team.
Yeah, well, once the Nuggets are done, I'm going to go into shock because this has been so much fun. But I'm also pretty excited because it's not that long far off where we're getting set to talk about, you know, fall camp and all of that. So we're going to get there.
Yeah, that's kind of the fun thing. You know, the Avs last year, the Nuggets
sure.
This year, when you have one of those teams go on, you know, one of these deep runs, you know, it's going to take us into mid-June. And, yeah, by then it's like, okay, we have that, take our attention. Then, shoot, take a couple-week breather, and then, yeah, we're basically into the fall season. And here we go. It flies by, but it is going to be fun. I mean, I think the build-up and energy and excitement for those first couple weeks of the CSU football season are going to be – you know, frankly, I think it's going to feel a lot like it did in 2017 when the stadium was opening. You know, you have a really big marquee game to open the season against Washington State at home. You know, CSU should sell that out. And then obviously see you a couple weeks later after the bye week. I think there's just going to be probably more energy around this start than there has been. You know, there was last year, but it's kind of different. It was, you know, just the newness. You know, maybe not super high expectations. I think this one, just because of those matchups, people will be really buzzing about it.
Yeah, we're not that far away, my friend. Kevin, appreciate you. We're in the new building next week. You might need to make a trip, you know? We'll do the show in the studio.
Maybe a live appearance, yeah.
Yeah, Kevin Lytle live. And, of course, new spot for Rams Weekly. I mean, I'm excited about it, my man.
Yeah, I can't wait to see the new digs.
All right, dude. Well, what are you working on? You're probably putting together some stories throughout the next couple of weeks so we can check out, just learning more and more about these teams.
Yeah, absolutely. A couple, you know, outside the, you know, the big money sports, been spending some time with the Olympic sports. CSU's track team has several high-end athletes at the NCAA championships this week. So I wrote about a couple Fort Collins ones, Gabby McDonald, who is absolutely one of the best throwers in the entire country, and then Alam Bouchara, who's one of the best triple jumpers. So I have some stuff on them. And then early next week, I'm actually going to go get a little sneak peek at that men's basketball team and see some of those new guys. And I heard they have a point guard, some number four guy. So I might catch up with him as well.
Yeah, he's coming back, I hear.
Has he played before? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. Something like.
So I'll catch up with that guy.
His ability to pass the ball and stuff. Like, he's good at that.
I don't know.
Has
he done that a lot?
You hear rumors. You hear them.
Okay. Yeah, so no, it'll be a lot of fun. Excited to obviously catch up with Isaiah again, but also see those new pieces in their, you know, very earliest days as Rams.
Yeah, Kevin, appreciate what you do, my friend. Nobody better when it comes to Colorado State Rams coverage, and we'll catch up with you next week.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Kevin Lytle, Fort Collins, Colorado. Well, Angel, you know, Kevin should make you feel a little better. He said, isn't that what being a fan is all about? You got to have faith. You're having that faith in Michael Porter Jr.
Yep.
I was rooting for you, man. I was because you personally, I don't know Michael Porter Jr. personally, but I know you were putting a lot of stock into that yesterday. And I'm like, man, MPJ, just go off. I wanted to come into the show where you can say, dude, I told you. I wanted it because it's all good for me. I don't care how we win.
No, I mean, like I said, I mean, you can tell me you told me so. You told me so. But
nah, I didn't expect 2 points.
I'm just not at the point where it's, all right, we're just done with this guy. Like, all right, what kind of trade can we put together for him? You know, all that. I'm not, like, we got 2 more games to win.
Yeah, well, we'll look at all that coming up. Dalvin Cook, why is that name important? Let's talk about it next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The Greeley Stampede is almost here. Join Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint for Rodeo Radio this June on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.